We all know someone who collects stuff. Maybe it's postcards or bumper stickers or antique figurines. Well, one San Joaquin Valley man has amassed quite an unusual collection of art and memorabilia. And this love has inspired a new business venture that has some people bristling. I visited him at his home to learn more. The frenetic energy of William Harder's life begins before you even enter his home, with his dogs, their little heads crowding the front window. Inside, Harder himself joins in.
Puppies, please, oh no.
At the Ouija board welcome mat, he asks me to take off my shoes, offers me coffee, then hurries into a back room.
I got one thing I gotta get. Hang on, just one more thing and then we'll sit down.
While we talk, he compulsively arranges his thousands of DVDs and straightens out the photos and band posters and art and miniature spoons that crowd every inch of his walls.
The three in the middle or four tiles are Pablo Picasso prints. Got those when I lived in Spain.
He's got a Lagunitas beer cap on the fridge. There's a story to that too, from the last time he drank over a year ago.
I haven't had a drink since the day Manson died.
He's talking about notorious killer and cult leader Charles Manson.
When he passed, I wanted something good to come from it.
Harder has a fascination with serial killers, why they do what they do. He visited Manson regularly in prison. They built up a kind of trust. Manson wrote letters and sent artwork, much of which is now on Harder's wall.
There's several string arts. There's two dolls. The earrings were beaded by Manson.
Harder came to be a collector of what's called murder memorabilia in a display case next to the Satanic Bible and a preserved slice of a human brain is a little orange bottle.
I have a Dr. Jack Kevorkian, one of his old prescription bottles for his blood pressure medication. Right next to that, oddly enough, is some mortuary cosmetics.
On another wall, a childlike, colorful painting.
That's an actual John Wayne Gacy, Pogo the Clown.
Gacy, who dressed as Pogo to lure his victims. Harder doesn't just collect this stuff, he also deals in it. From his home, he runs an e-commerce site called Murder Auction. It's kind of like eBay, but for things related to, well, murders. It's one of a handful of sites that sell clothing and letters and even fingernail clippings from murderers and victims. Harder says he doesn't sell his personal collection, but this all led him to his newest venture.
So I got an email from this guy saying, hey, I'd like to make serial killer bobbleheads. I mean, I think it'd be a great thing. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
They're called Psycho Killer Bobbleheads. Extremely detailed figurines of 16 of the most notorious murderers. And who's that one?
That is H.H. Holmes, one of America's first serial killers.
There's Charles Manson with his tongue sticking out, Ted Bundy with a cast and crutch, and gray-haired Dorothea Puente, who killed and buried her renters in order to cash their Social Security checks.
I mean, these are kind of satirical. They're meant to be, you know, yeah, it's dark humor, but it, you know, they're not meant to be taken super seriously like the Jeffrey Dahmer. He's wearing a t-shirt that says Bon Appetit.
You seem to have more empathy for serial killers than you do for the victims' families.
That's not my job.
Harder's been interviewed many times by the media. That's him on a TV show called Crime Watch Daily in 2015. In that same show, he sparred with Andy Kahn, a victims advocate with Crime Stoppers in Houston, Texas.
Their loved one didn't die so that you could profit from selling personalized items.
But everybody does, whether it's books, documentaries.
There's a big difference.
It's the same.
It's public record.
Harder places murder memorabilia within the much larger true crime industry. And then it becomes a business ethics question. If an industry exists, who's more responsible? The suppliers of the product or the customers clamoring for it? Andy Kahn, the victim's advocate, doesn't care about the answer. He's been trying to shut this industry down for years.
Quite frankly, there's nothing more nauseating and disgusting to find out the person who murdered one of your loved ones now has items being hawked by third parties for pure profit. It's like being gutted all over again by our criminal justice system.
In the early 2000s, Kahn's lobbying led eBay to ban murder memorabilia. One could argue that's what led to independent sites like Murder Auction popping up. But this industry isn't new. One of the earliest documented cases happened almost three centuries ago.
there was a case, a famous case in the 1800s, a murderer called William Corder.
Jack Denham is a criminologist at York St. John University in the UK. He says in 1827, Corder shot and killed his lover in a barn. He was hanged for it a year later.
People would sell fragments of the barn and also would turn his murder into a stage production and a theatre production that kind of toured around the United States.
Later, people would attend public executions in droves. Denham agrees with Harder that there is no hard line between murder memorabilia and true crime, especially since criminals today get to be famous just for being famous, like many other modern celebrities.
If we're going to celebrate criminals and turn them into celebrities in film and in popular culture, then you can't expect people to treat them any differently to how they treat celebrities who weren't criminals. And people collect things associated with normal celebrities all the time.
In late January, the streaming service Netflix debuted a TV series about serial killer Ted Bundy. A few days later, the service urged viewers to stop tweeting about how attractive he was.
We have a front label and a back label for each bobblehead box.
For his part, William Harder asserts he doesn't glorify killers. He even likens these collectibles to war memorabilia, collecting a piece of the Berlin Wall or a musket from the Civil War. And he has a message for those who don't like his bobbleheads.
Don't come to my website. I'm not asking you to buy them. If you think it's, you know, star killer worship, that's great. Fortunately for me, I don't seek validation from other people. I don't do this for anybody else. This I'm doing to make money, and believe me, there's plenty of people buying them.
Plenty of people, he says, as he prepares five more bobbleheads to be shipped. He launched the site in December, and he estimates he's sold at least 70 already. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.